Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the delegates for the questions. For the last one from the Excellency from Mexico, there is, in a sense, no duplication. So yes, our covenant is the, because it covers all civil and political rights, will overlap with, or I should say other covenants will overlap with ours. But there is no duplication in the sense that we will not, under our rules of procedure, under the optional protocol, deal with any complaint that has either been examined by another treaty body or other mechanism of disputes, international dispute settlement. So even though there are these overlapping areas, authors or alleged victims, in a sense, can't shop around and go to multiple committees. If they choose to come to us, it means they haven't gone anywhere else. So it's not that these complaints are being multiplied across the treaty bodies. In the honorable members from Angola and Guatemala raised the question of the increase in communications, and my colleagues have already responded to some of this. It occurred to me to say some of what they said, but I didn't want to seem immodest, so I wouldn't repeat them. But frankly, I think we also have to acknowledge that part of what fuels these alleged violations of human rights is conflict. And conflict, unfortunately, shows no sign of decreasing in the world. You will note that when I earlier gave the figures, 33% of our cases deal with deportation and extradition, and 20% deal with arbitrary detention and those rights connected to enforced disappearance and extrajudicial executions. So that's more than half of the work of our committee dealing with rights violations that are often precipitated by people who are fleeing war, fleeing conflict, or who are caught up in the, unfortunately, in the abuses that occur in those circumstances. And so because of this problem, and this year it has gotten even worse for reasons which I need not say, because as, individuals from those countries are now turning to this committee because the European Court no longer hears them. So particularly because of conflict, I think we see our numbers increasing. I think you also asked about, there were two reasons. Why are we increasing? Why are the communications increasing? But why as well there's this backlog? And unfortunately, I think the Secretariat will be in a better position to answer about the specific recommendations made. But what I could say is that generally, because this increase has been happening exponentially without an increase in our resources, in other words, we get more communications each year that we can resolve, it means that every year the backlog is growing. Thank you.